as well. Amen. Amen. Go to Hebrews 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8. I'm going to get this in really quickly, and then we're going to pray into the new year. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray into the new year, and we're going to set this new year right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Do you feel God's presence in this room?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's all I have. That's all I have. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want to talk to you to give us encouragement as we end this year and go into the new year. God will be God.
Yes, he will.
God will be God. I want you to have this phrase in your mind that life may be lifing, but God will be God. Life may life, but God will be God.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, I've been stirred up about this word going into this tonight and very excited because the times that we're living in, ladies and gentlemen, are very uncertain. Yes. Things, ladies and gentlemen, are constantly fluctuating from second to second and day to day. The Bible would tell us that in the end times that we would not be able to recognize the seasons, that ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you what this is right now. I don't know if we're in winter. I don't know if it's fall. You know what I mean? I can't count. I can't call it right now. One minute it's cold. Next minute I don't have to have a jacket on. And then I'm getting set up because I have the sniffles. And so I really can't really determine what's going on at this very moment because things are constantly changing. Ladies and gentlemen, our economy is very unstable. It seems like we're heading into times where you're either rich or poor, and there's going to be a complete going away of the middle class. Rising prices and rates, ladies and gentlemen, are taxing individuals, and there we have rumors of wars and famine that we're currently seeing right now. Things, ladies and gentlemen, are constantly changing. Things are constantly moving. Technology, ladies and gentlemen, is steadily changing and evolving. Ladies and gentlemen, I stood in when we had Vision Month in 2020, I told you that this decade would be the decade of the unbelievable and unpredictable possibilities. I told you that this would be a decade that no one has ever seen, and it would be so different for those who are living at this time. I told you that we're in the middle of the biggest industrial revolution of our time, that artificial intelligence will be the thing that we're in the midst of, and it will be full-blown by 2030. I'm telling you, things are constantly changing. It's going to change so much that industries are changing. Industries that once were prevalent are now shutting down. Things, ladies and gentlemen, are changing. We're sending our kids to school, but yet we're preparing them for a world that is different than what we came in. Ladies and gentlemen, things are constantly changing. It's so changing to the point where sometimes it feels as though that you can't catch your wind, that it's always something else going on and something else to keep up with. Ladies and gentlemen, it just seems like everything is moving so fast. Lord, tell me that the year of 2024 would be a year of exposure, where things that were hidden are coming into the light. I'll go into more detail about it on Vision Month on the first Sunday and tell you in detail. But things, ladies and gentlemen, things will be exposed in front of us. Our world is moving constantly to a place of lawlessness. And then we have different institutions and different things in the dark world that are going on right in front of us that are controlling the things that we see right now. But ladies and gentlemen, things are coming to the light. While there be favorable things, ladies and gentlemen, that will come to the light and opportunities that God had hidden from you because you were not ready, you're coming into a time where you will be. Where things, ladies and gentlemen, that you've been praying for, crying for, and all of that stuff would almost be like 2024 was a year of answered prayer. Of prayers that seemed like you prayed earlier, but it didn't get answered because God tucked it away for this moment. In this moment. So ladies and gentlemen, things are constantly changing. And then as I was seeking the Lord, I said, hey, what do you want me to say? What are you trying to get to through to us on as this year is ending? And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to tell them that I don't change. I want to tell you tonight that encouraged me in my private time that God does not change. that he told that the encouragement to us, ladies and gentlemen, is the unchangeableness or the immutability of God. It's a big word, but it's a vocabulary word for you this week. The immutability of God is that the divine attribute which expresses the truth that in his nature and perfections, in his knowledge, will, and purpose, that he always remained the same in the fullness of his infinite and perfect being, infinitely exalted above change, becoming, and development. God does not need to develop because he is. He does not go with the change because he's above it. He's not becoming, he already is. Hallelujah. Moses asked God, he told him at the burning bush, he said, what do I tell him to say who you are? Say, I am. I'm the self-existent one, meaning that nobody created me. Because if I was created, meaning that I mean to be developed. That means if I was created, then that means I could not be your God. What makes me God and stand above all the rest is that I'm not developing. I am. I know the beginning from the very end. I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. What makes me different, ladies and gentlemen, is my ability to be a constant. Hallelujah. God, ladies and gentlemen, is not becoming, he is. He's not developing, he is, which are the specific characteristics of a finite existence. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you, to simply put it to you without going over your head, is the fact that God is the only constant thing in this ever-changing world.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, things are rapidly going, but God is constantly still. And moving and actively moving. That means this, ladies and gentlemen, that when the Bible says that the God of Israel neither sleeps nor does he slumber, he is never off of his job. You and I can take encouragement in any year that we go into. It doesn't matter if it's 2024, 2025, or however long you got to live down here. It's that God is the constant through the change. The reality of the matter is this, is that you looking for friends and people to have your back, that's going to change. But the one thing that's going to have your back at all times is God. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I've been disappointed. I prayed for loved ones and they didn't get healed, but God still answered your prayer. You may not have got it on this land, but God said, I gave them what they ultimately needed. And I took, oh my God, the sting out of death for them. Oh, but for you, what makes me who I am is that even though that happened, I'm going to be a comforter for you. See, I never let up off of my promise to be with you until the very end. Just because things did not go your way does not mean that God abandoned you. Are you hearing what I say? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that God is a constant. He's consistent in who he is. He ain't making up rules on the spot. God is, oh my goodness, it is black and white with God. There is no gray area. Because God is a consistent. He's consistent. He's not changing. This is one of what theologians have called the incommunicable attributes of God. That is one of those specific characteristics of divine nature which makes God to be God in distinction from all that is finite.
That's it.
Numbers 23 verse 19, ladies and gentlemen, would tell us that God is not a man. That he should what? Lie. Nor a son of man that he should what? Repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it what? Good. Ladies and gentlemen, what I can rest on the fact is that God don't lie. I don't know about you. I done seen a lot. I done talked to a lot of liars. I know a lot of con artists. I know some people who ain't really what they seem to be. And they post a whole different life. And I know you ain't like that in real. I know you. Trying to post fake stuff on Instagram. I know who you are. Y'all know people. Don't look at me like you don't know nobody. You be saying it right now. You know you don't got no man. You trying to front. You know that ain't your hair. Y'all be on there. You know that ain't it. Y'all be on there, especially you girls. I be with my wife. I be seeing it. You get what I'm saying?
Come on.
So I'm trying to tell you, God is not like man. So why are you acting like he is? Why do you act like God is not the ultimate? Let me back up. Why do you see God as you? The problem is that you view God like he's someone, your friend and all of that stuff. Yeah, what a friend we have in Jesus, but yet you need to keep him in his proper place. The reality is with us, ladies and gentlemen, is that we treat God as if he's us and he's not. And that should be good, that meaning he's not us. Because in us, there's imperfection, but in him, there's perfection. I don't want him to be like me. I don't. That's why God had to tell Isaiah, listen here, folk, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. I don't think like you. I don't. My ways are not like your. Is not like man's. I am above all of that. For him to be who he is, he cannot be like you. Because he has to show us how there is a being, an ultimate being, who is the ruler and the sustainer of the universe. He said, God is not like man that he should lie. Well, I haven't seen it in 2023. Well, what is the difference if you see it next year versus seeing it right now? If a promise come true, it come true.
That's it.
No matter when it come true, it comes true. Some people had it on the list. I want to be this by 30. I want to have this by 40. I want to have this by 50. And all of this stuff like that. What does it mean as if it doesn't happen in the timeline you want? But it still happens. Are you going to complain about it?
Yeah.
Or are you going to celebrate about it? Because I don't know about you. It's like what Jesus said. Once the mother fully births out the baby, it's almost like she forget about all the toil and the snare that she went through. Because it's because you're seeing a promise fulfilled in your hands. It does not matter when it happens. It just matters when it happens. Touch somebody and say, don't get caught up in time. Don't get caught up in time. Don't get caught up into the social media gurus telling you a timeline. Don't get caught up in any of that stuff. God is going to do what he's going to do when he's going to do it. And he don't got to tell you, don't got to tell him how to do it. Because when he does what he does, he makes it good. When he created this, it was good. When he created you, it was good. He's not held to your timeline. Say, I hear you. Here we go, James 1, verse 16. I got to move. Here we go. No, verse 17. Here we go. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Meaning this, ladies and gentlemen, there is no variation. God doesn't deviate. Hallelujah. He don't deviate his character. If God is good, he going to be good all the time. If God is, oh my God, if God, hallelujah, is peace, he's going to have peace all the time. God is not changing his nature. He's not changing his essence. Oh my God, for nobody. Hallelujah. When I was getting ministered to about this message, ladies and gentlemen, God was like, I'm so God that, listen, you can talk about me. You can have your disappointments and hate. That don't change who I am. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be who I am with or without you. I was who I was before you were born. I'll be who I am after you're gone. I'm God. He's saying, I'm God. There's no variation or shadow of turning. There's no turning in God. What I've learned this year, ladies and gentlemen, is that God, if he made a promise towards you, it doesn't matter what it looks like that is around you. It doesn't matter about the conditions that are around you, that God is going to sustain you in it, and he's going to sustain you through it, and he's going to show you victory on the other side of it. What I've learned this year, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of how the miracle happens. It's the fact that you have a God that is able to do all things. He's able to do the exceedingly and the abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, because he don't change. Hallelujah. You can look in and people can put that fear in you about what's happening in the economy and the race and all that, but God don't change because of your economy. If God called you to start a business in the economy, he gonna keep you in it. If God tells you to get a house and go after that house, he gonna tell you to do it. If he told you to start the ministry, go in and start it. It don't matter what the condition is, because God ain't limited to this.
I'm here to remind you about who God is. I think you didn't forgotten. I think you didn't. That's why people are living so anxious more than anything. That's why people are living with so much, with no hope like they should, because they didn't forgotten who our God is. They have forgotten that the God is still keeping Israel. He's still keeping us in perfect peace. He said, I can keep you too if you just give me your heart. I can keep you too if you ain't trying to worry about everything. Just let me in and let me be God. Look at somebody say, let God be God. Because that's all he can be is God. I shout hallelujah. I feel like turning up now, Bernie. Because the reality of the matter is, what shall we say unto these things? That if God is for you, who can be against you? Woo! I'm going into 2024 with hope already, because guess what God is? You're going to be God. You don't need me to tell you who you are, because you're consistent in your character.
Ain't no variation. You know, you got people around you sometimes, they deviate in their character. They start acting funny, don't they, Pastor Don? I'm like, I don't know about you no more. I don't know, you may be getting cut off going into next year, because I see some shadow of turning. I don't know about you, but I don't do that fake stuff. It's black and white. You are going to be who you are. I don't need Jekyll and Hyde. I already got enough stuff going on in my life. I don't need to figure out what mood you are in today. You feel what I'm saying? Come on in here. I don't need all of that. Are you hearing me? The fact that God remains who he is despite all the things is what makes him stand out in front of any deity. I'm here to come for what you believe tonight. I don't care what you learned in Sunday school, if Sunday school didn't keep you. Hallelujah. I'm here to challenge your belief tonight. As you go into 2024, you can go into the year feeling like it's going to be like anything else. Don't have no expectation. Don't want your hopes to get up because you don't want to get disappointed. Listen, if you're going to live scared like that, you ain't going to be ready to receive what God has for you. But you got to go in there with no fear, understanding that God didn't give me no spirit of fear, because he gave me power, love, and a sound mind. God's power don't change no matter what season I find myself in. All right. Psalm 33, verse 11. Hallelujah. I got to come to an end. We ought to go and bring in this new year. Hallelujah. Psalm 33, verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Ladies and gentlemen, it says the counsel of the Lord stands forever. That means, hallelujah, Hebrews chapter 1 in the later verses would tell you that the earth can wax cold, but his years are forever. Heaven and earth is about to fade away. It's already deteriorating. Oh, but one thing that ain't gonna change is his word. And the one thing ain't gonna change is God. Hallelujah. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They ain't changed their essence. They are who they are. The I am, whatever you need him to be, that's who he gonna be. Whatever you need him to be, that's what he gonna be. That's what he's gonna move. That's who he is. That's why you gotta put your trust in God. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to tell you to put your trust in empty spirituality. Come on. I'm telling you to put your trust in something that is sure and concrete. That is able to keep you. His statutes have lasted for generations. Are you hearing me? Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is the encouragement for us? What are we encouraged about this tonight? Pastor Brandon, what are you trying to say to you? Say to me tonight. Well, I'm trying to tell you this. We can be anchored in him despite the change, because he is unchangeable. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's going to be a year of exposure. Some things are going to try to rock you because you didn't see it coming. But I'm telling you, if you don't got an anchor tonight, Uramai. Woo!
Oh, if you're not anchored in your soul tonight, your soul is going to waver. Oh, but you got to anchor yourself in, because he is unchangeable. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you have to have an anchor into the soul. Hallelujah. The reason why you need to remain, you can remain anchored in the fact that the purpose for your life, remain anchored in the purpose he has for your life. Hallelujah. His purpose ain't changed because you abandoned him. His purpose on your life is still what it is. If God is loving, he ain't changed his love. See, the lies of the enemy to think that God don't love you. Oh, no, he does. He ain't changed his love because that's who he is. He don't love people more and love people less. His love is what it is. Unconditional. Remain anchored in the purpose that he has for your life. For I know the plans that I have towards you. Plans of good and not of evil, to lead you into an expected end. Listen, you got an expected end over your life today. You have an expected end. And God has great purpose and destiny over your life. This ain't cliche. This ain't another saying. Ladies and gentlemen, this is stuff that you put yourself anchored in. When the storms of life raise in your life, you need to remember, God got good plans for me. It may not seem like my things are going the way I want it right now, but all things are going to work out. Hallelujah. All things are working together. I hear you, Romans 8. Hallelujah. All things are working together. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just got to keep on moving. I just got to do what Hebrews tell me. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not in vain. Listen, it pays to put your trust in God. It pays to put your faith in God tonight. Let me tell you, those who put their trust in the Lord, their faces will be radiant without shame. Even the young lions go hungry, but those who, oh my God, trust in the name of the Lord, they will not lack any good thing. You got to be reminded tonight that I am God. He said, I am God. He is who he is. He is who he is. Here we go. I can remain anchored in his promises, yes, tonight. That his promises are yes and amen. They don't change. The word amen in the Greek means so be it unto me. When we say amen, you have to understand you're saying so be it unto me. When I pray over you, you can say amen because you're receiving the promise of God. You're saying so be it unto me. When the word of God goes forth and you say amen, is that I'm saying so be it unto me. That means I'm coming into agreement with that word. My heart comes into agreement with it. And I put it in my heart and I leave it there. So I can stay anchored, ladies and gentlemen, in his promise, and then I can remain anchored in his nature. Hallelujah. Because he's not a liar. Here we go. It's Hebrews 6:18. Bless me y'all so much. I'm coming to a close. Here we go. Now when people take an oath, they call someone greater than themselves. Hallelujah. And without any question, that oath is binding. Hallelujah. And then as the verse goes on, it says, so God, go to me, Hebrews 6, verse 18, real quick. Here we go. Let me go straight there. In Hebrews 6, verse 18, it says this. It says, so God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 6, verse 18, there's two things God cannot do. Number one, he cannot lie. God has given both a promise and an oath. That means that he swore upon what he promised. That the Bible says this, ladies and gentlemen, that, hallelujah, he said this. He said, will I not say a thing and will I not do it? Hallelujah. God cannot allow, listen, God is so faithful to his word that it does not matter if you don't fulfill it, because he's faithful to it, somebody in your line got to you. If you don't do it, that's okay. Your seed or someone in your line will do what God had put in the earth. Because God's word don't return to him void. It's not going to return to him void. Why is it not going to return? Because God made a promise.
God does not put empty words in the earth. God does not waste his words in the earth. Whatever he said that he's going to do, he's going to do. I need you to write. I need you to listen to me and listen to me good. Anything that you've written down in your journal or you write, that's why I tell people you need to start. You need to really journal your walk with God. You need to journey your history with God. That's something I do, because when I look back over this year and I say, wow, God, you were faithful. It didn't look like how I thought, but you were faithful to get it done. I didn't see it, how it was going to happen and manifest in the way that it is. But listen, God, you doing it. Hallelujah. God, you are excellent in all your ways, because whatever you promised, you made an oath to. You swore. Listen, he couldn't find nobody else to swear to Abraham because ain't nobody greater than him. So he swore within himself, and he's someone who he know we can trust. Hallelujah. I sense the anointing right here. Something is breaking off somebody in this room tonight. That doubt is breaking off of someone in this room tonight. The reality of the matter is, I'm trying to tell you, what else can you trust? Who else can you trust? The Hebrew writer writes this passage, ladies and gentlemen, because the people of God, the people of God who were just newfound converts who were once Jews, are in a midst of adversity. They're in the midst of adversity, y'all, challenges, and they're being tempted to go back to their old way of living. The reason why you need to know God will be God, because you've been tempted this year to go back to your old way of living. I'm trying to tell you and convince you tonight that God ain't changed. My emotions change. My feelings about God change, but his feelings about me don't. His feelings about you and I have not changed. It is what's going to be. He loves you endlessly. Ladies and gentlemen, your parents can love you, don't mean they keep you from everything. Hear me. Your parents love you, but they can't keep you from everything. Why? Because you live with free will and choice. Oh, God, you could have kept this away. You could have not let my loved one pass. Yeah, you could have. I'm not telling you he couldn't. And I'm not telling you that he did not want to. But the season of time, we don't understand all of God's manifold wisdom and grace, but there are certain things that happen because there are moments where God is going to bring something into the earth that someone's time had now is done. It's concluded. But that doesn't change God's intention for you. And I need to say this tonight, because a lot of us have become disappointed with God because of that one thing. Okay, well, how am I not faithful and I did all of this other stuff? I've done all this other stuff. The one thing I choose not to do now, I can't be God. Wow. The one thing in my sovereignty and my divine providence that I did not do, now I'm so bad. I'm trying to tell you to change your view of him tonight. You can't go into this year of exposure with this, with the opportunities that lie ahead of you with the same thing. I'm telling you, this year is one of these years. 2024 and 2025, hear me prophetically, are going to be almost simultaneous with what opens up. And if you have been putting your hands to things now, I'm telling you the truth. You're going to see certain things open up in front of you. This ain't something to make you just be glad about, but it's something to give you hope. Yeah. I'm trying to warn you, because you're going to miss it if you keep on doing what you're doing now. I feel the anointing of God. Stand your feet. Hallelujah. We about to pray into this new year. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's 11:50. We got 10, we got 10 minutes. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing in this room. I don't know what you're looking in and what you're looking forward to in this new year, but with the 10 minutes that we have, I want us to begin to pray, church, into this new year. I want us to begin to pray that God would settle us. Settle your mind. Settle your spirit. I want to give you Isaiah 46 before we leave. Isaiah 46. I want to end on this. I want you to remember this. This is what God told Isaiah. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. Yeah. Only I can tell you the future. Yes. Soothsayers can tell you a lot of things. Hallelujah. Angel numbers can try to talk to you, but that ain't real.
No.
There's a lot of divination. Everything tries to be like it tries to. It's a nothing but a ripoff from the real thing.
That's it.
Look at somebody and say, I need the real thing.
The real thing.
See, everybody can live off of this artificial stuff. I'm trying to live off the real. I need the real thing.
Yeah.
I need the real one. We're going into this year. And I'm telling you now, the anointing is going to carry you through. It's going to carry it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just worship him in this moment. Come on, worship him in this moment. We're about to go into a new year. You remain the same. You will never, ever change. You are the Lord, and you remain the same. You will never ever change. You are the Lord, hallelujah, and you remain the same. You better know that over your life. That he will never ever change. You are the Lord, and you remain the same. I thank you, God, that you will never ever change. You are the Lord, and you remain the same. You will never ever change. You are the Lord. We're about to go into the new year. Come on, press your way in here, church. You remain the same. Build it up, Antoine. Whoa, you will never ever change. Hallelujah. You are the Lord. Hallelujah. You remain the same. You remain the same. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight that you will never same. You remain the same. Hallelujah. You will never. Hallelujah.
You will never ever change.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You remain the same.
You remain the same.
Eric. You and your girlfriend, come here real soon. Hallelujah. Come here. Nick, I'm sorry. I knew who you were. I'm sorry, Nick. I just was singing something to you last Sunday. I'm sorry. Listen, let me do this now. What time is it? I got 5 minutes. Listen, I'm going to tell you this quick. tell you when you let go. And I'm speaking to you. And when you let go, he can really fill that void that you have. And now this void is important because of the next steps of you and y'all life with one another. And I don't like doing this, but I gotta be obedient. Are you hearing me? And it's nothing to be ashamed of. And God does not discount your feelings. I want you to know that God does not discount your feelings. He understands. And guess what? There's been things that you've done to avoid him for a minute now. And you've been avoiding because you don't want to deal with him. You don't want to deal with it right now. You don't want to face it because it reminds you of that hurt again. But tonight, God said, ain't nowhere you can run. Because I've identified you. And it's not by happenstance why you found yourself to be here. Because I'm telling you now, God wants to heal you. And he wants to make you whole. And he wants that to never be that wound. He wants that wound to be healed. He wants it to be completely healed. In the name of Jesus. Because if that wound don't heal, you'll run from the next. You'll sabotage the next. God said, tonight, if you give it all to me on this New Year's Eve night, he said, I will heal that wound. And the things that you thought that would open and did not open yet, you will start seeing the favor of the Lord among the both of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Nick, I see this and I'm not saying anything because I talked to you last week and you were talking to me about your business, but God, you know, the business that God wants you to, that you want to start. And then I heard something. That's why I called you both up, because God is going to help you to jump earlier than what you thought. He said, don't be afraid. Because you don't feel like you know everything yet, but he's gonna have you to do it, and you're gonna know the right moment. You're gonna know the right time. He said the plan of which you've had is not going to be the plan. I'm gonna have you jump out a lot earlier than what you think, because of what? Hallelujah! Because of the favor of the Lord that he has set up for you. And he's saying that, listen, do not run away from the opportunity. Don't be afraid. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't talk yourself out of it in Jesus' name. We count down tonight. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Come on, let's count down. Hallelujah. We're about to go into this new year. Get them balloons ready. Hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus for that word for them. Celebrate Jesus for where you're going into in the new year. Come on. Let's begin to celebrate him. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. For you're going into a new year. A new time. A new day. The year of exposure. 2024. To our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know Jesus, I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to him today. I wouldn't go into this new 2024 without knowing Jesus today.
Hallelujah. He died so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That he took away, hallelujah, the sting of sin and death. And no longer do you have to live in enmity with God. You can live with peace with God and have a true relationship with him today. Listen, if you want to rededicate your life back to Christ tonight, I'm telling you, get back into his care. Get back into his refuge. In him is a safe refuge. He has not lost his love for you. He still loves you with open arms. He's saying, come back home. And listen, if you don't have a church home, I wouldn't go into this new year without a church home. You got to get connected. Listen, I would love to be your pastor. I would love to do life with you. Listen, Pastor Dom is here. If you made a decision to give your life to Christ today and you want to join and be a part of our church, meet me at the altar right now. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. If you're looking for a church home, if you need to be saved tonight,
yeah.
We want to make it official. Make it official. Hey!